This is the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum, where we experience and explore mindfulness. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of Mark's mindfulness teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Hammer Mark Drop-In Meditation. We already have a question. My name is Mitra Menesh. I teach mindful living at Mindful Awareness Research Center, and I also have a private practice where I help people to live, love, and lead more mindfully at home and at work. Today's session, I have chosen a different topic, and that is mindful attention management. And I'm going to talk about that. But before I go there, I like to just define mindfulness the way I work with and go from there. Mindfulness, as I'm sure you have heard, is a very popular word and concept and has many, many different definitions. The one that I have coined is that mindfulness is acceptance and awareness of our present moment experience with curiosity and compassion. So all these five elements, awareness, presence, acceptance, curiosity, and compassion, are going to come handy on the topic that I'm going to be speaking about. And the reason I chose attention management is because from my experience, I feel like what we pay attention to determines our well-being. It's not that simple, and it's a huge subject, and I teach on it. But for the purpose of this half an hour time limit that we have, I'm going to just leave it at that, that it's important that somehow we manage what we pay attention to. I call it attention management because I feel like attention is our inner currency. And the same way that we have financial management and financial advisors, I feel there's a need for attention management and attention advisors. So I don't need to tell you that we live in a very turbulent times. Everybody knows that these are very challenging times. And I'm not only referring to the atrocities that are taking place in Ukraine. I'm talking about all over the world. I'm talking about Sudan. I'm talking about Syria. I'm talking about Somalia. I'm talking about Iran, Afghanistan. I'm talking about the atrocities that I see take place in workplaces. I'm talking about atrocities that take place in families and atrocities that take place in our minds, most of them self-imposed. So there are all kinds of atrocities taking place. And even though we may not know about all of them informationally, there are a lot of many parts of the world that our doors are closed to them. We don't count them as important and we don't pay attention to what goes on there. Or maybe their doors are closed to us. But the fact is, even if I don't know what's going on in the world informationally, emotionally, I pick up on what's going on. Whether we accept it or not, whether we are aware of it or not, we are all interconnected. So the same way that in the ecosystem, they say that if a butterfly flies or not flies in the Amazon, it changes the weather and the climate in the other part of the world. It's the same way with human emotions and experiences. So these are fantastic ideas, but what do I do when I wake up in the morning, when I feel this sense of heaviness? I personally do not listen to the news. I do not have TV and haven't had one for decades. But I do have a cheat sheet that I look at. It's New York Times, and I want to know what's going on in the world. And I'm not even going to talk about my own experience because I have gone, unfortunately, through many of the things that I witness in the news. I had to walk out of my country. I've gone through war, internal war, external war in the country. But it's not even that. It's the fact that I wake up and I see the news, and then I ask myself, how do I mindfully, how do I peacefully move forward with my day? And that's a huge question. It's a huge question. What do I do when I live in this world that is so turbulent? And it sounds like it may continue. Nothing is happening is new, by the way. Nothing is new. The speed of it is new. Our exposure to it is new. And that makes it very difficult. So we're going to be doing a practice, and I'm not going to claim that I'm going to give you tools, and after this, you're going to be able to work with everything. But I'm going to at least open a window for you, hopefully, that we can all walk through or look through and see if there is a better way, a more balanced way of being in this world. Because without awareness, without knowing, we will either go into denial or we will go to overwhelm. And between these two places, there is nothing good that can happen for us personally or even for the world that we live in. So the experience that I'm going to take you through is not about long-term solution. I don't suggest that this would be it. I'm saying what to do right in this moment, in this everyday life, and how to be in a balanced way in a world that we do not want to deny and we do not get overwhelmed by. So hopefully it will help you. I will stay over for answering some questions that you may have, but for the time being, let's just start practicing together. So let's take a deep breath. And if it serves you, please close your eyes and bring your body into an alert and comfortable posture. Relaxing and releasing any tension that might be there in your body. Let's just start with our face. See if you can relax the muscles around your eyes. And sometimes it's helpful if we make it really tense and then release it. Relaxing the muscles that hold your mouth and your tongue. Relaxing your jaw. But the easier way to relax your face is to bring a gentle smile to your face. But if that doesn't feel comfortable or authentic for you, just relax your tongue and your jaw. Gently relaxing your throat and the muscles holding your throat. And see if you can breathe gently through your throat. And imagine that this breath is a tool for comfort and ease of your throat. And going down, relaxing your shoulders. If it's helpful, you may hold your shoulders up, tense up, and then drop them. Breathing through your shoulders and going down, in your chest, allowing the breath to expand your chest. Imagine that your breath is a tool for expansion, making more room, allowing your breath to go easily and effortlessly, and going down and noticing your breath in your belly, softening your belly, relaxing your belly. Let your hands rest on your lap or wherever it feels comfortable for you. And then noticing your body on the surface you're sitting on or lying on. Let that sensation of touch to become evident in your awareness, feeling that point of touch. And get curious around if your body was comfortable and relaxed, how would you be sitting or lying down differently? Noticing your feet on any surface that it might be on. Relaxing and releasing the tension. And connecting to your body, my dear body. Ask it, how are you doing? My old buddy, my body, how are you doing these days? Can I make you more comfortable? Can I relax and release any muscles? Breathing deeply into your belly. And letting go of your attention to anything that is not comfortable in this moment, including time. Allow me to be your timekeeper. So relaxing and releasing, noticing how your body can be comfortable the moment you take your attention intentionally with the message of releasing and relaxing. Don't forget the breathing in the belly. And now I want you to imagine, come out of the field of physicality and walk with me into the field of imagination. Imagine you're standing in the unlimited field of imagination. And imagine that whatever it is that it's occupying your mind, whatever it is that it's not comfortable for you, it could be the events happening in your head, in your life, in the world, in the workplace, whatever it is, just imagine that on your right-hand side. So see the events, the goings on of life, your life, their life, on your right-hand side. And now imagine your well-being, your ideal life, your comfort, your balanced way of being, your healthy, your well-being is all on your left side. Just imagine that and give it a lot of details. How does it look like when you have a healthy life, a healthy you, a healthy environment? Can you imagine that? Many of us can't, but just do your best. So on your right are the troubles of the world, and on your left are the well-being of the world and your world. And now I want you to see, where are you standing in relation to the right and the left, to the troubles and the health? Are you standing closer to the troubles? Are you standing closer to the well-being? And there is no right or wrong answer. It's just observation and awareness. And now I want you to gently go to the middle. It doesn't need to be accurate. It just needs to be, relatively speaking, in the middle. We're just making it up. Don't look for perfection. And now imagine that you're standing right in the middle. And I want you to turn to your right. And as you see the goings on of the world, the troubled goings on of the world, I want you to summon your compassion. And you can use my words or choose your own, doesn't matter, but whatever feels right for you. Some words to the effect of, may your troubles end soon. May you be safe. May you find your way to safety and health. May you connect your own strength as you go on. And just check in with yourself and see, how are you feeling as you're saying these words? Or if you can't say them, connect to that feeling as well, because sometimes we just can't go there. We're so troubled or so disconnected that we can't even wish people well. And that's okay. No problem. No problem. In that case, bring some compassion to yourself. I must be really in denial right now and disconnected with the world. Oh, bring compassion to yourself. May I feel safe to connect to the world. May I feel strong enough to be able to send loving kindness to the rest of the world. You may be needing some before you can send it to them. Because we cannot share what we do not have. And then as you do that, bring your attention now intentionally to yourself as you're standing in the middle. How are you doing? The intention is to bring balance. And the attention is on yourself. May I have balance. May I connect to my deeper strength and knowing. May I find a way to stay connected with the world, but not overwhelmed by the world. Really deeply connect to yourself in this moment. How am I feeling right now? How am I feeling right now? Let's see if anything pops up for you. Happy, sad, mad, glad, and all the other emotions in between. How am I feeling right now? And what am I needing right now? What am I needing right now? What can I do? Oh, we went from intention to attention, and now we're going to action. What can I do to fulfill my need, or to at least gently address it? What will help me in this moment? Look for small things. It could be a cup of warm tea. It could be some fresh air. It could be connection with a friend. It could be some rest. It could be just going slower in life. It could be just coming back to this present moment. What am I feeling? What am I needing? And how can I attend to myself? Don't forget your deep breathing. I want you to gently walk to your left, closer to your own well-being. Feeling more relaxed, more comfortable, more in charge. Commanding. Your life. I want you to go one step closer to your left, towards your well-being and the well-being of the world. And we are just imagining. It doesn't even need to be true in this moment. How does it feel like to be healthy and balanced? How does it feel like to be in charge of my life? How does it feel like to be comfortable and relaxed? And just remember that it is only from this point of wellness, the place on your left in your imagination field, it is only there and from there that you might be able to help the goings on the right side in a sustainable way. So anytime you feel overwhelmed, anytime you feel like you can't take it anymore, for whatever reasons, it doesn't even need to be a good reason, just gently go to the fields of your imagination and see where you're standing. You probably will be too close to the troubles of your life. Gently take yourself to the other side, to the left of your imagination field. And imagine, how does it feel like? And how does it look like? Oh, that too. But most importantly, how does it feel like to be in the place of balance and well-being? Now, very gently, ask yourself, what were my insights from this practice? Bring it down and summarize it into one word. It could be balance, it could be compassion, it could be imagination. And bring that word as a souvenir with yourself. And ever so gently and kindly walk back into your physical body, which means bring your attention intentionally into your physicality. And notice how your body is feeling comparing to when we first started to practice together. Relaxing and releasing. Any tension that might be left over there. And one word that I would like to leave you with is capable. I am capable of working with all the goings on of my life and the world. There is a reason that you and I live in these particular times in history. If you're here, we're potentially capable of working with hear and hear events. So let us take a deep, collective, interconnected, compassionate, aware, intentional breath together. And you may open your eyes when you're ready to do so. All right. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum. For more information on our classes, workshops, and retreats, please go to marc.ucla.edu. That's marc.ucla.edu. Join us each week for a new lesson in mindfulness.